For years, I just dreaded going to the dentist. But at Advanced Dentistry, I don't have to.
First and foremost, they want you to feel comfortable when you walk in. Like, you'll feel it. Whereas in the past, I might have gone into the dentist and thinking, I might feel some pain at some point. But with IV sedation, it can be something that you don't dread.
If you've been avoiding the dentist because of fear, worry, or just not wanting to be judged, you're not alone. Visit nofeardentist.com to learn how IV sedation can change your life.
March into spring with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered 500 megabits internet for $39.99 per month, plus a $100 gift card and price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with a free modem, free installation, and free Wi-Fi your way home. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and manage user access for all connected devices with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires May 6, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
I'm nominated for a Webby Award. Can you believe it? Why Won't You Date Me's been nominated for Best Comedy Podcast. If you'd like to show your support, there's a link in the episode notes where you can cast your vote. Don't forget to verify your email after, otherwise your vote won't count. Help me win a Webby. I love awards. Of Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could rip out all my strawberry plants, stomp them on the ground, and say, you're not a farmer. Okay, my guest today is an actor and comedian. He is best known for his role as Leon on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He now hosts a new podcast, May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from JB Smooth on the Team Coco Network. It is JB Smooth!
Yeah. And you left out... Love Doctor up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so sorry. Ooh, you a Love Doctor.
You know what? Energy Doctor, Love Doctor,
okay.
Connection Doctor, Relationship Doctor. I'm a bunch of doctors.
I did not realize you were a relationship doctor.
I mean, I know a little bit. Believe me. You know.
Okay.
You got to have a lot of miles in the love category.
Uh-huh.
To know what the fuck you're talking about, you know?
Okay, so you got a lot of miles in the love category. I love this.
I'm just saying, you got to log in some miles to know what the fuck you're talking about. That's all I'm saying.
You are very, very, very correct. So, as a love doctor, can you give me some love advice? So, people are vaccinated. Life is returning to somewhat of normal-ish. So how should I be approaching the men's?
You gotta realize everybody's in the same boat as you. So, you know, people are gonna be willing to get out. People and they don't wanna take no chances getting cooped up again with some fucked up shit. Some shit that just ain't working and just fucking surviving and they're just there because they can't go nowhere else and they don't wanna catch anything and they don't wanna give nobody anything. So they have been shacked up and stuck with people that they don't give a fuck about and they praying this shit is over and they praying they're gonna get out of this and they praying they're gonna move on with somebody else who fits them better inside their cooped up environment they have been in that they don't and we don't know when this is gonna officially be over. So we don't know what's happening right now. We're all in the dark right now. So if it does, if this does loosen up a little bit, and you're out there back into the market again, you know, you just gotta have the right. You just gotta, and I say market because you gotta have the right shopping cart you're pushing around. You feel me?
Okay.
Shit.
Have all your
coupons and two. Have your coupons, the right shopping cart, and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
You know? Walk around.
All right.
Feel on the fruit. You know what I mean? Squeeze the melons, squeeze the cantaloupe, see what's out there.
Uh-huh.
See what's out there. Because I'm telling you, you got to see what's out there because you know that we don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We are at the mercy of the universe right now. So I say that because I want you to find somebody uniquely qualified to fit your parameters, to fit your energy, you know, someone, some place where you can land safely. That's mm-hmm. That's what I say. So that if this does all go to shit or something else pops up, you get, because something called a variant. So we don't know what's going to happen. And people have been seeing more UFOs flying around and shit. So we don't know what the fuck is going to happen. Fuck around might be the perfect alien for your ass. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I would date an alien.
Hell yeah.
I absolutely would date an alien because I don't think they're little green Martians. I think there's like, I don't know what they look like. But if a little alien came down and was like, hello, Nicole, I've been watching you, I'd be like, oh, so you like what you see.
There you go.
Okay.
Right. He'll beam your ass up and get you up in there, and you'll see who he is. You know what? That's the one thing about this whole thing that we are dealing with. I'm telling you, you got to find someone who, you ain't going to find nobody perfect. That's for sure. That ain't going to happen. You ain't going to find nobody perfect unless you completely build somebody like a fucking android or some shit like that. You know what I mean? You build that motherfucking lab somewhere, you know, with all kind of parts and shit. Uh-huh. And I say that because we are all the sum of our parts. See? So there's some shit you're gonna love about a person and some shit you ain't gonna love about that person. Some shit you can tolerate and some shit you can't tolerate. So it's one of those things where look, you can land somewhere very amazing in this and be fulfilled in your quest to find someone uniquely positive, someone who's not negative, someone who don't always talk your ass into jumping off a ledge and shit, but someone who could talk you to stay on that fucking ledge and ride it out, you know? But at the same time, they tell your ass, don't be clumsy and slip and fall anyway. Feel me? You feel me? So they care about your ass, but at the same time, they're going to talk you off that ledge. So
what's the type of shit that you don't want to deal with? Wait, are you married? Are you married? Are you single?
I'm happily married. You know what I mean? Okay. My wife and I have been together for, shit, damn near 20 years. So.
Oh, 20 years.
So, and we got an anniversary coming up. We got married 7-7-07, but we've been together for a long time. So we got an anniversary coming up. So this year, so every 7 years, we have our vow renewal. So our last one was 7 years ago. So now we got another one coming up in July. We go by the sevens. Sevens is our number. See, you find something uniquely, something you love that you both love. We both love sevens. We got married 7-7-07. My wife's birthday is May 7th. See that? My birthday is December 16th. 6 + 1 is 7. See that? It's all about the goddamn sevens. If we could keep that seven theme going, see, it's little things like that that you find these little nuances about people that really make you connect with them. You know what I mean? Even when you have a fight, you know you ain't going no fucking where. You know what I mean? But that's a good thing about being with someone. And there's nothing wrong with continually finding something new about this person for the rest of your life. Why would you want to know every goddamn thing and you have nothing left? You know, every once in a while, you want someone to tell you some shit, and your eyebrows raise the fuck up like, oh, and you nod your fucking head like, what? What? You never told me that shit. Oh my God, you are a fucking fool. You know what I mean? It keeps the spontaneity and the fun about your relationship.
So, what's the last thing your wife told you that made your eyebrows raise?
Oh man, what did she tell me? One day my wife told me, she told me how their neighborhood used to get flooded out and shit in Chicago. And all the kids were swimming that fucking water that floated in the water. I said, you some nasty motherfucking kids. You kids are fucking disgusting.
That's so funny.
But I get it. I fucking get it.
Where in Chicago is she from?
She's South Side. Stony Island. Yeah.
Oh, that's where my people are from.
Look at that. See? Chicago people are every goddamn way. You tell them, all you got to do is say what side of town, what part of town, what part of Chicago. Yep. And Chi-Town is just like, as vast as it is, it's unique.
It's also very small.
Very small. Yeah. How about that?
That's so funny. Swimming in the nasty ass water. That's the South Side. That's, we find fun right, wherever you can.
We had no goddamn surfboards and shit. So
How did you meet your wife?
Met my wife I'm telling you how shit works. My real name is Jerry. I met my wife at Jerry's Diner. Here in LA. Mm. How about that? See how these little connections come, you know? We actually met at a restaurant and it was crowded and I knew the maitre d' and I was like, man, you got these ladies standing out there, man. I said, why don't you get these ladies a seat? you know, we were already sitting down, me and my friends. Mm-hmm. And then I said, it's a seat right here. This whole table's open next to us. I said, get those ladies off that line, man. So he went and got them and they sat down and she said, he told them that, you know, a gentleman over there wanted you guys to get off the line because he didn't, you know, he didn't feel bad you guys standing here this long. Mm-hmm. So they said, thank you, you know. And see, I'm very in the cut. Ladies don't mm-hmm. like my... Ladies don't like motherfuckers all over them. You know how you a man mm-hmm. buy you a drink and shit. You can't get rid of this. You're like a stray dog and shit. I'm not no stray damn dog. I just mm-hmm. let them have their seat. I said, you guys are welcome. You know, let them enjoy their meal. Enjoy mm-hmm. their little meal. You know what I'm saying? So, but initially, before I got them to seat, my wife had actually walked past to go to the ladies' room, mm-hmm. And then I said hello to her, and she didn't really give me good energy. She kind of like, you know, she, you know, ladies get hit on all the time. But uh-huh. at that time, they didn't know that I was going to get them a seat either. So, mm-hmm. and then on the way back, my buddy stopped her and said, excuse me, my friend here said hello to you earlier. And, you know, and you didn't really give him a response. So she said hello and kept it moving. Then I got them a seat, you know, they thanked me. I said, you guys enjoy your meal, you know. It was nice meeting you ladies. And we just proceeded to have our own combo and our own little meal. So we didn't, you know, I didn't fuck with the ladies.
Yeah, you weren't bothering them.
Nah, let them have their space. Let them enjoy their meal, you know. And then towards the end, you know, let's small talk here and there. I checked on them, make sure they were good. You guys need anything else? Da, 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 da. You know, and then towards the end, she said, thank you so much for helping us get a seat here. It was nice. You guys were so pleasant and so nice. And then I said, then this is where I hit her in the throat. I said, so where are we going at on our first date? Right in the fucking throat. Right to the fucking throat. Right to the Adam's apple. Right in the fucking throat. So where are we going on our uh-huh. first date? See, I threw that on her ass, put pressure on her. Now the ball's in her court. You know, mm-hmm. she met a nice guy who didn't bug her. You know what I mean? Shit, I look good and shit. Had my glasses on, had my little shirt mm-hmm. button to the top and shit. I forgot what I had on that day, but I'm always fresh dressed like I mean. Mm-hmm. Shit. She said, so we're going out. I said, I hope so. You know, I think you're beautiful. And I think you ladies, I just want to make sure you ladies had a great night tonight. I know you guys came from a bachelorette party. So mm-hmm. I just want to make sure you guys had a great time. You know, and I felt bad you guys were standing out there online. You know, it just wasn't a good look with those beautiful heels and beautiful feet. See, mm-hmm. little things, little nuances, little turns of the screw and shit. I'm like a fucking mad scientist, little turns of the fucking screw. See? And then we exchanged info. Then they went outside, you know, got the valet and shit, had to get their ticket to the valet. By the time they got outside, we were all done with our meal. We walked outside. They were still waiting for their car. Now this is the shit mm-hmm. that took shit to another level. That's why I knew I had to get with her ass. So they all got in the car and shit, right? And then got the car from the valet. And then you know, I saw through the windshield, she waved by and proceeded to make the most vicious U-turn in the middle of the fucking street. I said, motherfucker, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Fuck that yellow ass line. Fuck that solid yellow line. Fucking a tight ass U-turn. A uh-huh. fucking tight ass U-turn. Like, and took mm-hmm. off and was pew, goddamn it. She was pew. So that's when I said, you know what? And then what I did was this, you know, I knew she was heading home. So I left her a little voice message on her phone, on her home messaging system, said, you know, hey, this is JB. So make sure you got home safely. Looking forward to reconnecting. Have a beautiful day tomorrow. Hung that motherfucker up. Let that shit marinate. And then, let that shit marinate.
How long did it take for her to get back to you?
Shit. Next day. What the fuck you think happened? Shit. I had that shit on rotisserie. I had that shit on rotisserie. That shit was just I put shit on rotisserie. See, a lot of motherfuckers, uh-huh. they want microwave shit. They want fucking microwave shit. And you don't want no microwave fucking man. You want a rotisserie motherfucker.
You want a rotisserie man.
You know what?
I want to go to Boston Market and get me a rotisserie man.
You want a rotisserie man. You want to be able to let that shit marinate. You want to baste that shit once in a while. Basting is, hey, how you doing? Just checking on you, seeing how you doing. Looking forward to hanging out with you. That's basting. Uh-huh. That's basting that fucking rotisserie chicken. Basting mm-hmm. is touch and base, not putting pressure on when. you know, not being fucking thirsty. People out here fucking thirsty. They thirsty. Don't be thirsty.
Yes. I'm
thirsty. On both sides. On both sides.
I'm very, very thirsty. I live in the Sahara.
You're too fucking thirsty.
That's where I'm at.
No, you can't be thirsty.
Before you met your wife, were you based in women that you had like little interest in? Is this a move that you were doing for everybody or only special ladies?
Only special people get the basting and rotisserie. Because it's different energy. Some people come after you. You come after some people. Some things are just what it is. Nightclub shit. You know, some shit is just, you know the game. When the clubs were open, it was just like different. It was a different thing. Mm-hmm. You might dance with four or five dudes that night, right? Mm-hmm. Unless this dude really giving you mad energy and you really feeling this person and he ain't, and y'all sit down together in the club and y'all chilling. See, clubs are different. It's too much shit. That market is different. That's a different kind of market. See, you can shit. The eyes wonder. Your eyes are looking. His eyes are looking and shit. People are partying, dancing, having a good ass time. You know, it's a different scene. So the rotisserie and the basting is different. You met somebody at a museum or a chance encounter or whatever it is. There's ways of feeling the energy of people. And I truly believe in this energy that people give off. It's called pheromones and shit. But it's like pheromones and shit.
I think pheromones are smells.
Pheromone. Yeah, exactly. You smell some shit that you don't even know you fucking smelled it because it's automatically into your senses, which trigger other things about your body that it triggers other shit. It triggers flirtiness, smirking, laughing, giggles. It just, how many times you seen somebody and y'all just kind of can't get through the same doorway and you go, and you fucking giggle your ass off. Excuse me. Look at us. Look at us. That motherfucker like, oh shit, she got a nice little giggle. I made her laugh. I didn't even fucking say shit. Oh man. Then that giggle triggers pheromones, which activate him to giggle too. Like, yeah, you have a good day.
Okay.
You have a good day, lady.
Okay, so you I gotta be giggling.
Have a good day, lady. Yeah. Don't change your shit and then get somebody and then you are a different person. Be who the fuck you are. Let your personality come out. Because people see long term in personality. They don't see long term in a chance meeting. They see a chance meeting as an opportunity to find someone uniquely in the same lane as them and think like them and enjoy spontaneity like they do.
Where'd you take your wife on your first date?
Oh, man. I picked my wife up. I took her to... This is grounded shit. People need to see you are grounded motherfucker. Uh-huh. This is a long time ago. This is in the struggle times of fucking L.A. Of being a comedian, struggling comic in L.A. You know, put your money in the right places. Now, this is funny shit. So I took my wife to the promenade. Out here, in Santa Monica. Little shopping area down there. We were going to go to the movies and shit. But I always love the promenade. You know why? Because you can walk. You see people. People watch. People are juggling and doing tricks and shit in the middle of the fucking...
And that's a good way to see if you're like on the same page. Because you're just like, ooh. I love people watching. I love pointing things out, being like, ooh, that person. Ooh, they got a swag.
Okay. Pick somewhere that's visually appealing to you both. That way... All the pressure's not on you to get everything at one time. You know, you can laugh, you can enjoy things, you can get an ice cream cone and walk through the promenade. There's no car traffic. So you can just like enjoy the walk and talk. You know what I mean? And then there's some cool shit right here. That's what the fuck I did. So I had a little something on layaway at motherfucking Wilson's Leather. So I took my Wilson's leather, had a little something over there, a little hat that I loved, and I put $5 on that. I put like $20 on that motherfucker the last time I was at the promenade. So I said, you know what? I don't want to pick it up today. I'm just gonna throw another $25 on that motherfucker. It was like a $200 hat. This shit was fucking dope though. Fucking nice ass hat.
Do you still have it?
It's somewhere in a box somewhere. But it was like one of those leather caps, you know, the nice ass leather with the nice, whew, shit, bam, you know, one of those joints. So I went in there I said, I'm going to go ahead and put a little something on this right quick. You know, that's grounded. That means that I'm going to show you who the fuck I am right now. I don't need that hat right now. I'm going to wait till I find the right jacket to go with that hat. I don't need to bring that hat home right now. You know, I just put a little something on just so that he could hold it for me, just in case I change my fucking mind. See, I didn't want to buy the hat and be mad as hell that it didn't match what I had. So I put a little, put a little something on it. And my wife was like, I said, I want some paste, something on this layaway that I got over here. They said the word layaway. Sometimes that's a red flag. Someone's like, this motherfucker ain't got no money. He putting shit on layaway. But what that did was it showed character that I didn't give a fuck. I'm putting $5 on this motherfucker because I'm being very cautious in this with this hat. This hat is a very unique hat. And you got to match shit up with the right thing. I need the right boots to go with this hat. I need a lot of things I got to go with this hat. Uh-huh. I got to piece this together like a puzzle. So my wife found that to be fucking hilarious that I went in that damn Wilson's leather with her and then I put another $20 on that hat. And that just shows, and we talk about that, we laugh at that all the time. You know, we tell the story how we met and we talk about the first date and she mentioned that I went in Wilson's leather and put a little something on that damn hat, a little something, an additional little payment on that little layaway I had with that goddamn hat. See, not shit. I know who the fuck I am.
So did you give yourself the nickname Smooth, JB Smooth? Who came up with that?
You know what? I used to be a hip hop dancer in a crew back in the days.
See, I did not know that.
Don't get me now talking about my hip hop heyday. You know,
please, I'd like to hear about it.
Not telling my age, but goddamn it, I'm up there. So you talking about
how old are you? 39?
No, I'm 55.
Oh,
so I know everything you can think about hip hop. You ask me any major milestone in New York, any major concert, I was fucking there. I used to pop lock at the Roxy, everything. I still got the wave. I still got my little wave stuff. I'm nice with it. I'm still good. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to be in a skate crew, a roller skating crew. I used to carry records for my fucking cousin who used to be a DJ.
Can you still roller skate?
Fuck yeah, I'm nice.
Can you do tricks and shit?
Oh, I do the crazy legs. My wife loves when I do the crazy legs. Oh. You know the crazy legs, right? I do the crazy legs. Oh, I'm still nice on my roller skate.
I can't roller skate. It's so hard.
You got it. This is things you got to get down with now because roller skating is making a huge comeback.
I know. I have a skate gang where I've been learning how to skate. It is hard.
See,
but I've been trying.
These are also places you can meet amazing men, you know, do you know how great it is for a lady not to know how to skate backwards really good and some dude gonna teach you how to skate backwards? And you know, when a man teaches you how to skate backwards, he gotta be behind you. And your booty is in his crotch. His arm is right under the arm is under across your belly, under them breasts. And and every time you slide down, that forearm hit them breasts and he gotta pull you up a little bit. See, and you feel safe. And one hand, he's gonna have one hand. You're gonna hand him that hand, that one arm gonna be out, and it's a bounce. Bounce. Mm-hmm. It's all a rhythm. Bam, bam, bam. It's just a bounce, double bounce on each side. You know, one leg goes back, one leg goes forward.
Bounce.
That's all it is. Oh my God. He's gonna be whispering in your fucking ear. You got it, boo. You got it, baby. You got it. Just take your time. He's gonna take your time. Because if you won't take your time, you both gonna fucking fall. See? You both gonna fall. So you have to concentrate and let him drive that car. Let him drive that goddamn car. See? So, yes. I'm roller skating king. I'm still nice with it. I'm still good. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
You name it. I have seen it. I've done it. You name anybody from back in the days. I was at their concerts. All that shit. All those concerts. I was there. Run DMC, Fat Boys. You name it. You name it. Rock Steady Crew. I seen everybody live. Everybody live. Rock Steady was an amazing hip hop dance troupe. You name it. I know. I was there. So yes.
For someone with no rhythm, how does one find rhythm?
See, I just said it. You find rhythm by finding someone who has rhythm. Your rhythm can be acquired if you have the right...
Oh, it can?
Oh, yes, indeed. You just need the right person to slow you the fuck down. See, your brain going faster than your legs. That's what's happening.
I mean, that truly sounds...
That's really happened. You would think, you would think your brain is going slower than your legs. Because your rhythm fucked up, but they're not connected right now. You gotta connect those. So this is a tool that you are gonna be using in dating. You have to have a little something, something. And even if you don't have no rhythm, right? You don't really need rhythm. You just gotta know how to work with the fuck you got. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people, you can stand still and not move your fucking feet. Hold your arms halfway up and just whop, 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 whop back and forth a little something, something. That's all you gotta do. And that fucking, and you put that smile on their ass. That's all you gotta do. And look them up and down. Look at the motherfucking shoes and look that motherfucker up to his belt and look at that motherfucking chin. Look at his chin. Don't look him dead in the eyes.
Don't look him in the eyes.
Get nervous and shit. If you look at their chin, they know you're looking at their lips. They motherfucking love when you look at their motherfucking lips. Look them in the eye. Look them in the eye. They it's too much pressure looking at the motherfucker in the eye. Because you assuming that at some point this motherfucker gonna start lying about something. Mm-hmm. So don't look him dead. Don't look him dead in the eye. Look at that motherfucker. Look at his chin. His eye line thinks you're looking at his lips, and that motherfucker gonna immediately lick his motherfucking lips. He gonna go, girl, you tripping. He gonna say that shit. He gonna lick his motherfucking lips because he gonna be looking at his goddamn lips. If you look him in the eye, you're putting pressure on this motherfucker. And he gonna think, oh shit, she sees some shit in me. I gotta straighten my shit up. You know?
See? Okay, this is a treat to learn. I'm
telling you. Okay. I'm telling you.
Look at his eyes? When do I get to look at the eyes?
Look at the eyes when you are in control, when you are fucking driving. When you are driving, you look him in the fucking eyes. You got him on the couch. He's laying there. You want to lay on top of him, you know.
Okay.
And that's when you look him in the eyes. Because now you're driving this motherfucking car. You driving.
So wait, I'm driving? He's not driving?
No. When you look him in the eyes, you are fucking driving.
Okay. Okay?
Yes. In turn, he will see that you are an eye person. And then he will follow your lead. He chasing you. You're not chasing him.
See, issue. I feel like I chase people.
You fucking chasing too goddamn much. You gotta be intriguing. You gotta be intriguing to people.
So you gotta be giggly and mysterious and look at his lips. Tee-hee-hee, oh, those lips. And then don't move my feet. Look him up and down.
Until you get your rhythm together. Ground them fucking feet someplace.
Okay.
And let them shoes work. I know you wear little nice cute little heels. Let them fucking heels do what they gotta do. Heels ain't good when they moving around. They too don't be moving them fucking heels every goddamn well. Heels when they are the most beautiful when they are stationary. Okay. And you let that calf work, let that fucking calf and that ankle work. Woo! Don't worry about moving them goddamn feet everywhere. You ain't gonna be doing the goddamn running man in some fucking heels. Let them heels do what they got to do. Quick. Heels are very quiet. They fucking quiet. Mm-hmm. They quiet. Heels are quiet. They supposed to be quiet. They supposed to be the thing the guy looks down and, oh shit, look at them motherfucking heels. No, look at them calves in them fucking heels, basically.
Okay, but I got big calves. You think
people gonna get upset?
They're gonna like the big calves.
Because when you in heels, it forces the calf muscle to flex. You understand? It flexes because you are on your tippy toes, which in turn forces your leg to flex. You understand? Yes. Your legs are gonna flex because you are on your tippy toes. That's basically what fucking heels are. You're walking around on your goddamn tippy toes. And that causes the fucking muscle in the calf to flex.
Okay.
Which in turn shows tone, and it's gonna pop and pulsate a little bit. That's all a shoe is. A shoe is not made for fucking click, click, and clacking around all fucking day. They're made to be still and let that toe work. Let that fucking shoe work. Cross that fucking leg across one leg. When you're standing there, when you're poised, when you're standing around in a party, you put one leg over the other and you point that fucking right toe. You point that motherfucker a little bit. Oh shit! God damn it.
Oh, boy.
Don't get me started.
This seems like a lot of work. I feel like I'm going to be creeping around a party on my tippy toes, looking everybody up and down, looking at their chins, giggling.
You look at that goddamn chin and giggle, I'm telling you something. I'm telling you, it's the sexiest shit in the world. Don't look at motherfucking eye the whole time. Look at a fucking weirdo and shit. You staring somebody in the fucking eyes the whole fucking time. You can't do it. You can't fucking do it. People get nervous. They look away because they get nervous. Uh-huh. You're looking into their fucking soul.
Okay. So don't look at their soul. I'm looking at the chin. I'm tippy.
Look at the chin, and you know, just admire the lips and the chin. See that? Oh, and if you do have to go up a little bit, just go to the bridge of the nose. Don't fucking right at the tip of the fucking nose. Don't fucking
tip
look
of the
at,
nose.
Don't look at the fucking dent in the goddamn eye.
Okay.
Woo.
All right.
You make a motherfucker fumble the ball. They fumble the fucking ball. You look them in the eye. They fumble the fucking ball and say the wrong shit. Cause now you got them on. Cause they feel nervous, like you're interrogating their ass.
Okay. So no interrogation.
You got a fucking light over their ass, like in all them fucking movies and shit. When the cops are interrogating somebody's ass, this ain't First 48. This ain't First 48. You understand? This ain't First 48.
Okay.
This is last 40. This is last 48. It ain't First 48.
Real quick, we have to take a break. See Zendaya like you've never seen her before. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist under her spell. It's Tashi's game, and Tashi's rules. See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Wow! Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, so your social battery right now, is it drained? Is it bursting with energy? Like, what's going on? And, you know, like, why is it at these levels? Maybe it's not enough boundaries. Maybe you're less social, you know, at this time of the year. And it's easy to ignore these things and spreading ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings and stuff. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's important because finding a therapist is a little bit like dating. You're not going to click with everybody. So if you don't think they're for you, don't give up. Just try again. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dateme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dateme.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
Tell me about your new podcast, May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom with J.B. Smooth.
And this is uniquely, so the energy that I'm giving you today is basically what I'm giving to people out there in the world. I feel like I have a unique voice, a unique perspective on things, and I'm good at keeping that shit 100.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was, we had this amazing podcast called May I Elaborate. So what I do is this, I take these amazing self-help calendars or these little daily calendars with affirmations, positive affirmations in them, and amazing quotes, Zen books, and a year of gratitude. You know, these calm and carry on. These are some unique calendars where you can tear off each day. You can look through your calendar. It's kind of like checking your horoscope every day. You know, this is a uniquely amazing idea because I can take quotes that are in these books. And people read quotes all the time, but sometimes they get a little confused about what the meaning, true meaning is. Because a quote is to, it is to create these moments in your mind where you are at a crossroads. Mm-hmm. So sometimes these crossroads are very difficult to get across to a regular person who just reads them. They read them, they sound profound, but what the fuck do they really mean? Mm-hmm. So what I do in myself, and I have my co-host Miles, Miles reads me a quote from a calendar, and I dissect it. I elaborate on it, and I open it up. I just open it up and allow the listener to understand the true meaning of this said quote. You understand?
Okay.
So it's very fun, but it's also in the flavor of JB Smooth, you know. And I go sideways. I make a hard left sometimes, but sometimes I take the long way around. Because sometimes mm-hmm. You need to ride sometimes. You know, motherfuckers want to drive all the goddamn time. I tell my listeners to sit the fuck down somewhere. Sit the fuck down. A lot of people shake shit out of you. I shake shit into you. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I found a quote for you to elaborate on.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So here is a quote. It's from A.A. Mine, who's an author and a poet. You're braver than you believe and stronger than you seem and smarter than you think. I mean, that's pretty straightforward. Let's see if I can find one that you can truly interpret.
Key words here. You said braver.
Uh-huh.
You said smarter.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And stronger.
These are the key words. Brave, smarter, and stronger. These are the three words that you want to fuck around with. They're telling you that you are all these things. And what's the last line?
The last line, it says you're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think.
I love that shit. See, people need reinforcements. This shit right here is reinforcing what the fuck you should be doing in your fucking life all the time. You should be. You're saying you're smarter means that we're hoping that you make the right decisions on every fucking thing. Not book smart. Fuck book smart. Are you love smart? Are you sex smart? Are you street smart? Those are the smarts that you really fucking need, you know, in your life. Fuck that. Book smart is cool. But book mm-hmm. smart ain't going to get you to survive. Book smart is not survival. You know, those other smarts are the ones you fucking really need. Oh, man. Smart in the moment. Smart in your fucking movements. Smart in choosing a relationship. Who the fuck you going to be with the rest of your goddamn life? Mm-hmm. Smart in bed, goddammit. You got to be smart in bed. Read some fucking energy that somebody's giving off and shit. Oh, man. Nothing worse than getting someone who's dumb as fucking bed. Don't know what the fuck they doing in that goddamn bed. They need a fucking dunce cap to sit in the goddamn corner.
Well, how are you smart in bed?
Smart is this. It's not a fucking race. It's not a fucking race. I promise you. It's a fucking marathon. The more sensual, the more slow this process is, you are appreciating this person's body, their fucking mind, their tongue, their lips, every fucking thing you can think of. You fucking love it. You're exploring. This is the time to explore and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! This is the time to find the little spots, little nuances that someone, you like when I do that? Oh, mm-hmm. oh, you like when I do that? Okay. Woo! You have become a fucking professor at this shit. You have become a professor of this person's fucking body. Fuck me, man. Shit. Fuck around and get a surprise quiz on that fucking body one night. You gotta make sure you pass that shit. You wanna get 100 on that motherfucker. Get a quiz. The quiz is this. You gotta fucking remember what the fuck you did last time. Like a goddamn golf swing. When you hit, look, golf is a hard ass sport. When you hit that motherfucking ball and that shit goes straight, all you gotta remember is what the fuck you just did. That's the hardest thing to repeat. It's some shit you just did. You go hit that fucking ball, that ball goes straight. Oh, shit, I hit that motherfucker. You're so excited. But do you remember what the fuck you did earlier to make this lady tingle, to make her go, ooh? Do you remember what the fuck you did last time? You gotta be fucking sexual smart. Sexually mm-hmm. smart in fucking bed. Strong means this. Strong means you gotta know when to fucking move on. If mm-hmm. shit, strength, lies in your thinking and how much you can fucking tolerate and having confidence in your goddamn self to move the fuck on. Ooh, shit, man. Know what I say sometimes?
What?
You gotta have a job to find a fucking job. You feel me? Because you know what the fuck you want. You gotta have a, sometimes you gotta have a person in your life already to find another motherfucker. You feel me? Like they say, you gotta, in Thanksgiving, you gotta eat before you eat. That's what they say. You gotta eat before you eat. That means your belly gotta get prepped for all this goddamn food that you about to consume. Can't find no, hey, let me tell you something. It's hard to find a motherfucker if you ain't got no fucking body. It's hard. Sometimes it's harder because you don't know what the fuck you're looking for. Because you have nothing to compare this shit to. But see, if you got a motherfucker already, and this motherfucker ain't, he might be, he ain't fully what the fuck you looking for. But guess what? Now you got comparables. Comparables, they do that shit in neighborhoods and real estate. You need comparables to see what the value of your motherfucking house is. You need comparables to find the value of you to other motherfuckers. Whoo, shit, don't get me started, girl. And you're brave enough to move the fuck on when shit ain't right. You, some people, some ladies, I'm applying this shit to relationships. Some people, brave means this. Are you brave enough to think, some people say this shit to you on the way out. You ain't gonna find nobody better than me. You ain't gonna find nobody like me. They say that shit. But you gotta be brave enough to say, ha, you motherfucker. Kind of like Denzel Washington in Training Day. You bitch made motherfuckers. Ooh, you shot me in the ass. See? You gotta have that you shot me in the ass moment. You shot me in the ass. You gotta be able to take that shit, that bravery, that fucking smartness, and that strongness, and put that shit all together. God damn it, you put a bow on that motherfucker. Now you are the most powerful person in this shit. You fucking running this shit. You driving the motherfucking car. Shit, you looking at motherfuckers' chins and shit. You doing that shit. You making motherfuckers lick their goddamn lips. That's what I'm saying. So this quote is amazing because what it's doing is empowering you to think outside of your situation. It's making you, it's just putting a button on, it's putting a button to allow you to think about these three things in your life, in your movement, in every fucking decision you goddamn make, whether it's your occupation, whether it's your relationship, whether it's the confidence you have in you. If your ass ain't got no confidence, you're going to be weak. If you ain't got no confidence, you're going to be dumb. If you ain't got no confidence, you're going to be fucking scared to do anything. Your bravery is out the fucking window. You got to be all these things. You got to wrap all this shit in a bow. And this is what the fuck you need right here to carry on through your goddamn life. Woo! You gotta be able to do all these things. That's a really good quote, man. God damn it.
I got another one. Let's see if you can apply this to relationships.
Shit. You put me to the goddamn test today. Okay.
If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door.
Opportunity doesn't knock, you build a door. You know what? I like these kind of quotes. Opportunity, yeah, doesn't knock.
Mm-hmm.
Does not knock.
Build a door.
I say this. Now, here's the thing about fucking doors. There's a lot of fucking doors out there. You got to choose which door it is. There's elevator doors. These motherfuckers open like this and close the fuck up. They got a certain time they open. See? They got a time. They got a fucking time on that motherfucker. It might be 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds to get the fuck in that door. See? That's different. See, it's different kind of doors. There's a subway door, right? You ever travel to Atlanta? You ever travel to Atlanta, Georgia? And you go to that fucking turn. And then what that fucking door says? Doors do not spring back or rebound. Doors do not stop. It says stop. Doors do not rebound. Or spring back. That means you fucking trying to run with your roller bag and that shit says stop, you better fucking stop. You start running through that goddamn thing and that 10 seconds up, that motherfucker starts closing and guess what? What did they just say? Doors do not spring back or rebound. One of you motherfuckers ain't gonna make it. Either your bag gonna get stuck out there, you're gonna try to pull that bitch through and you're gonna let that bag go because you can't get the shit through the fucking door because the shit said stop and you kept fucking going. This quote is about It's partly about being hard-headed, a hard-headed motherfucker. There's all kind of doors. There's doggy doors and shit. You want to build a fucking doggy door? You want to build a little-ass doggy door? You want to build a fucking project door? The one with a little peek hole in the motherfucker? What kind of door is this? Now, I apply different kind of doors to different types of opportunity. Now, you can build a door, of course. But now, here's what makes the opportunity come. You got to carry that door every fucking way you go. The door ain't real. It's not a physical door. It's a mental door. It's a fucking, they talking about a mental door right here. A fucking door you can carry around. That's what the fuck it is. It is not your fucking house door. This door exists and you got to be willing to open that motherfucker when you fucking have to. Now, the number one thing they say that fucks people up, you know, is when they open the fucking door. And you have somebody open your fucking door and somebody knocking on the door and these motherfuckers just go and open the door. Hey, motherfucker, hey, don't open that fucking door. Don't you open that goddamn door. You look, ask who the fuck it is. Ask who the fuck it is first. See, This shit don't say nothing like that. You're going to build a goddamn door. You can build all the doors you fucking want, but if you don't know when to open that bitch, it don't matter. And if your ass ain't home, how about you ain't fucking home? You got a fucking brand new ass door you just built and you ain't fucking home. Or your fucking radio too goddamn loud. Oh, man. When people have opportunity, the main thing is this, is to listen for the fucking door. Not fucking building a door. Anybody can build a fucking door. Anybody can build a goddamn door. But if you don't know when to open the bitch, it don't fucking matter. You understand? It don't matter. If you don't know when to open that motherfucker and who to open the bitch for, who to open the shit for, sometimes you pretend you ain't even fucking home. You know what I'm saying? You can be to the pico, oh shit. You tiptoe back to the couch and sit the fuck down and turn the TV down because you don't want this motherfucker that opportunity to know you fucking home. God damn it. Don't get me started, girl. You don't want that motherfucker know you home. You ain't gonna answer that fucking door. You ain't answer that goddamn door because you don't want that motherfucker know you home. Opportunity knocks. It don't mean you got to fucking answer the fucking door. Just because you build a door don't mean you got to open the motherfucker. That might not be the right opportunity for you. Doors do not spring back or rebound. God, I fucking love that shit.
Well, I mean, on that note, I think we've come to the end, JB. Thank you so much for being here. I ask all my guests this. Would you date me?
Fuck yeah, I would. I'll date your ass.
We'll fuck around so much.
We'll exchange glasses and shit like that. Cute ass shit. Now you nearsighted to my far side, and I'm farsighted to your near side. See how that is?
Oh yeah.
And you both walk around blind in a motherfucker walking into shit, laughing our ass off. See, look at us. We switch glasses and shit. We gonna get killed. We gonna fucking fall down there. But that's a cute shit that people love. Cute ass shit like that, you know. You know, so yeah, so this is it. Tis what it ties, they say.
Tis what it ties. Oh, and
girl, you're the bomb.
I dig your
energy. I dig your passion for love and life, and that's what the fuck it's all about. God damn it.
Oh, thank you.
That's what it's all about.
And may I elaborate, Daily Wisdom with JB Smooth. It's available Monday through Friday wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be fucking awesome.
Thank you so much for being here. If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, you can rate it, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And if you want me to read something dirty where you hit on me, you can do that. This person says, I want to live in between your butt cheeks in a tent. And when the sun goes down, start a fire and get this weenie roasting. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solo-Taroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
There's always time for the drive-thru deal. Because no matter how fast you are at making breakfast, McDonald's is faster.
Wake up to McDonald's breakfast and mix and match a classic sausage McMuffin, delicious sausage burrito, or crispy hash browns. Get any two for just $3. Order ahead in the app and pick up curbside. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer.